Hey, man.
Hey, what's up? Hey, how are you, dude?
Am I muted? No. I can't. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can't hear me. Oh, there I am. Okay.
Were they on your ears?
Hey, no. Hey, man. How you doing? Why? It's the Seth and Colby Show on a Sunday. I don't know. Do you fuck this up? What'd you do?
I feel like you did it.
I didn't touch shit.
I feel like you did it.
I just got here. Anywho, that's about the most energy you're going to get out of me today.
All right, man, that was it?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's call today.
I'm so okay with that.
You just said before the show that time was moving at a snail's pace.
Yeah.
I don't think that not doing the show would make time go faster. I feel like you would want to do a show.
See, because you know how I'd make it go faster?
Sleep?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd go home and take a nap and nap.
I mean, when did you wake up this morning?
Super duper napping now. Well, drunk me was passed out until 9. He woke up and was dying from a
hangover.
Dehydration.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So then he got up and chugged 2 glasses of water.
Okay.
And then went back to lay down and go back to sleep. But the hangover had set in, so he was no longer drunk. He was hangover.
Right.
And so I'm just in pain, shaky. And my brain won't stop moving. Like, I felt like I dreamt, but I was awake every 10 minutes, flipping and flopping around.
Okay. Well, we can get into that. We can get into that.
Yeah, fucking blue, man.
I guess we should say at the start of the show, hi, Seth and Colby
Show.
I already did that. Oh. Did you say it? Did you just show?
Yeah, I said this is the Seth and Colby
Show.
I didn't do that. It's on the screen.
Yeah, but what about our audio listeners?
Well, it sucks for them.
It does suck for them. Did you say hi to everybody in chat?
No.
Blue.
Blue, what's up?
That's it.
What's good?
It's Mother's Day.
What's good,
sir? Hi to all the mothers out there.
Happy Mother's Day.
Colby went out to eat, forgot it was Mother's Day. He was angry about the crowds. Acid's here as well. Hello, Acid. Hello. So, okay. So, I knew that there was... a concert at this venue called Wave in Wichita. I know this because I'm on the Wave's email mailing list, and they emailed me at like 3 p.m. yesterday and be like, there are still tickets available for the concert tonight at the Wave. And it was I Prevail, which I thought was a band that Colby liked, but I didn't know for sure. And then my favorite streamer of all time, Unofficial Tony P, he went live about 6 p.m. and said, I Prevail tonight was his stream title because people on the internet care that he's going to a concert 3 hours later. And so then I knew that if it was Colby's music, it's probably Pinella's music because Pinella just globs on to whatever Colby likes.
That's not entirely true.
I mean, he has his own interests, but he also has all of your interests.
No.
No?
No.
What's something that you're interested in that he's not?
Game of Thrones.
Well, he tried, but he couldn't get into it because it was too violent for him.
So there's one.
But he still was, he tried to be interested. And to be totally fair, you're not really interested in it anymore either.
I am too.
You're invested.
I am.
There's a difference. You're invested.
No.
You're not really interested.
I cannot wait.
I have got
to just shit on this show.
I can't really hear Colby. Hey, speak up!
Can you hear me now?
No, why did you turn it up super loud?
Yeah.
Now I actually hear me echoing off your microphone.
I know. I think you can hear me now.
Can you turn it back to where it was?
I mean, maybe.
He was just itching his butt, Blue.
I didn't need to itch my boot.
His mic is up so loud.
It's not.
You can hear him from the moon.
It was there, but not anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got some articles.
Game of Thrones.
I've got some articles today for you.
Oh, yeah?
You
about what?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, cool.
Oh, they're going to enrage you.
Oh, fantastic.
I bet you haven't seen this because this news just broke a couple days ago, and you probably haven't been on the internet in a couple days reading news, so this is going to enrage you.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
Yay.
I can't wait.
I like being mad.
And then we do have the It trailer. We got to watch it because Blue wants me to die of a heart palpitation overdose, which I believe is a medical thing. And but I want to talk about Wave first, man.
Yeah, man.
Okay? Mostly, how much did you drink last night?
I had 4 Long Islands.
Okay.
In the span of 2 hours.
Okay.
And then we left. That was the end of the concert.
What time is that?
10:30.
Okay. It's pretty early in the night for you.
Yeah.
What's up, Maniche?
So, we were going to go back to Lizzie's.
Okay.
But Britt wanted to get McDonald's.
And okay.
So we waited in a 20-minute line.
God, you guys are getting
McDonald's
fat.
Line.
You're getting fat, dude.
Well, fuck, it sucks, man.
Britt wanted to get McDonald's is a sentence that I never thought I would hear.
Yeah, she gets fries when she's drunk, which she wasn't.
Well, but she never gets drunk, so. Your mic's so loud I can hear you scratch your face.
My face is itchy, okay? Everything's itchy. Everything's failing right
so
now.
So far, we're 5 minutes into the show, and Colby has itched his butt and his face, for those of you who are keeping track at home.
Not with the same hand, though.
No, it might have been with the same hand.
It wasn't.
Okay, well, it was in that order, at least.
It was.
Okay, all right, anyway, continue. In McDonald's line, 20
so we
minutes.
We waited 20 minutes. Then, by
can we comment
go?
On how you're drunk driving?
I'm not.
Who's driving?
Britt.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, I'm drunk driving.
Whose car are you taking?
It was mine.
You let her drive your car?
No. She drove. Yeah, she drove.
Oh, they're starting holes. They're like forming in your story. It was mine. I mean, it wasn't mine.
It wasn't mine.
Was it?
No.
It was it?
No.
Okay.
It was not mine.
Britt doesn't drink, doesn't get drunk. She drinks, she doesn't get drunk. She has this thing that Colby and I don't have. It's called control. She can be like, that's enough. Me and Colby are like, we haven't had enough. It's the only thing we know.
I did not feel drunk at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it goes, babe. You said she likes fries when she's drunk. Yeah, but drunk Britt is sober Britt.
Yeah.
Like,
she had two.
She got the munchies more than she is drunk.
She had two Captain and seven single talls, okay?
Like that big.
Yeah, so yeah. There's this much alcohol that
right.
she drank.
And she had two. I know. Like, control? Gross, yeah. What's that? What's that?
Anywho, McDonald's. We went to McDonald's.
Yes.
Waited for 20 minutes.
Yes.
In
is this the downtown
minutes?
McDonald's?
No, we got to Dugan.
Okay. Dugan.
Yeah.
Oh, the one by the Walmart.
Yeah,
yeah,
the Walmart.
That's the classy one,
yeah,
dude.
Man. Any fucking who? Stop interrupting. Let
I'm
me
sorry.
Get this out.
I'm sorry.
So in that 20 minutes, we all were supposed to go back to Lizzie's to chill and talk, you
okay.
know, about the concert and be like, damn it, it's
okay.
Over. So in that 20 minutes of waiting, Lizzie threw up and then passed out. And so they went to bed. And then me and Pinella and Britt
so,
went to.
So while you were waiting in the drive-thru for 20 minutes, everyone else had made it back to her house.
Yeah.
And while as soon as they arrived back to her place, she threw up and passed out?
She had a cigarette. It did not sit well. She vomited and then wanted to pass out.
Okay. And so you got the text after McDonald's, like, don't come over. There's no reason to.
Yeah.
So you just went back home?
We had to go back home, anywho, to grab booze to bring over there.
Okay.
But when Pinella called me, and he's like, she threw up, and I don't know. You want to go to a bar? So we went to Biggin's.
Okay.
Me, him, and Britt.
Okay. Britt still driving?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
wait, the three of you hung out?
Yeah.
Dude, I never want to hear you say you're not friends.
We're friends.
Yeah, but you say you're not a lot.
I don't.
When I pull up embarrassing things of him, you're like, we're acquaintances, okay?
I don't know.
If he's your third wheel, you're friends.
Whatever.
All right, man.
I'll take it.
Okay. This is a good look.
So we go to Biggin's. We have two. Well, me and Britt both get Bloody Marys. He doesn't get shit.
All right.
Because he's done.
Right.
And she doesn't finish hers, so I finish both.
Okay.
And then we go to Side Pockets, because
right.
Biggin's was dead as shit.
Oh, yeah, and you got to have that crowd, otherwise it just ain't a party.
I thought we might see somebody. I've seen Bash at Side Pockets randomly, so I thought,
okay.
You know,
so Pinella's not enough for you, is
no,
that what you're saying?
Fuck no, he's not.
What time of night is this that you're heading over to Side Pockets?
11:30, maybe.
Wow, you were not at Biggin's long then.
Mm.
Like maybe 20 minutes?
No, we had one drink and left.
Okay.
Then, yeah, before we left, we were approached by this lovely gentleman who was apparently new to Wichita and wanted to know if anybody was in a band because he knows a guy who's looking to be in a band, but he's new to Wichita and he doesn't know anybody.
To be fair to that guy, you look like you're in a band.
Well, yeah. We also played a really heavy metal song, and he's like, I see that you like the heavy metal. It was really awkward.
What, y'all had like a jukebox or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Britt says 12:15.
Whatever.
All right. Side Pockets is a billiard place. Yes. Yes, it is. That's Colby's, like, stomping ground. If anyone wants to stalk Colby, Any given Friday or Saturday night, around midnight, he's probably at Side Pockets.
It's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. But so is Pinella. So.
But last night I was at a concert.
Well, not at midnight.
Not at midnight.
You were at Pockets.
That's true.
Yeah, and Pinella was also there.
Anywho, Wave was super cool.
Okay.
It was an outdoor
nothing,
venue.
So no more stories after Pockets?
No, we went to Pockets, I had two margaritas, and then we left.
And that was what, 2 a.m.? What do? You just sit and talk?
Yeah.
What do you talk about?
My butt's itching again.
Yeah, I see that. That is your face itching hand, by the way. I saw that one. Yeah, that
so
was your
next
face.
Next time.
So it was butt, face, butt.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do we talk about?
Yeah, what do you talk about? It's just the three of you.
And they went through a breakup semi-ish.
Okay, well, we knew he broke up because we saw his Twitch stream, mm-hmm. So.
Did we? One-ish. I thought she said fish, and I was like, what?
Yeah, we talked about fish.
Talked about fish. I can't remember.
Surprise, not more hungover. You see him? He can't get much more hungover than he is right now.
I was super bad this morning, man. I was not feeling good.
You still haven't told me what you talked about. Just his breakup?
Yeah.
What do you feel like? What did he give him advice? Or like, what do you say? That sucks, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
Maybe you ever thought about, you know, trying men? You know? Be more your spot, you know?
My fucking butt, man. Why is my butt?
That's okay. Butt, face, butt. That's where we're at right now. Gonna turn into Simon Says, Chad. I'm gonna need your help keeping track.
It's only been fucking 10 minutes of this show.
I know, and you've scratched 4 times, dude. That's not a good average.
Dude, it sucks.
It's not. We're 12 minutes in. That's an average of 3 minutes. You must scratch something. Yeah. And not only must you scratch it, you have to announce that you're scratching it, which I think is like, because no one can see you scratch your butt. Your butt's off screen. But
I
you're like
a move like this.
Yeah, but no one really knows. You could be scratching your arm, you know.
Sure.
But you tell them I'm scratching my butt. You know,
yeah,
you want the audio listeners to have the exact same experience.
It's a fetish of mine.
Oh, that people know that you scratch your butt. Yeah, it's like Britt, you like this, and then you just go at it like a baboon. Is that what you like? No, that one got you.
Like a baboon.
Like a baboon, man.
Like a baboon, man. That's fucking great.
Oh,
so yeah, Wave's pretty cool, man. It's like a, I don't know how to explain it.
Well, here's the thing about Wave. So for those of you who don't know, all right, Colby and I, the history of Duo. I started Duo solo.
I don't think that dude owns that place.
He does. Back in 05, it's in like the newspapers and stuff.
No.
I'll prove it to you here.
I googled
in a second.
His name. All I got was a fucking DJ.
What?
He's a DJ.
Adam is not a DJ.
He's a DJ.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Google his fucking name.
We're going to Google him in
a second.
You're going
to find a goddamn DJ.
I want to tell the story first.
I also looked at his fucking LinkedIn. Nowhere does it list Cotillion or
Wave. If he didn't update his LinkedIn, it must not be true.
Dude, the last update's from 2015.
What do you want to bet?
He's an
you
owner
bet something?
Of Barleycorns. Fuck no. Go.
Why not? Because you know I'm right?
Probably. I didn't do much research, but the little research I did not pull anything up.
There you go. Longtime owners sell the Cotillion. Oh, look, here's a picture of him standing in front of it. Alex Thomas left Adam Hartke, two of the partners in Barleycorns, to purchase the Cotillion from longtime owners Richard and Catherine Leslie. Any more questions?
Where does it say he owns Wave?
As he, Thomas, and Hartke occasionally discuss show the past few years, I'll talk about purchase. Adam and I have a deep love and respect for the Cotillion, the venue which has a 2,000-person capacity, blah, 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 blah. In addition to the entertainment venue, the Cotillion is also available for rent for events. Let me just see if they mention it in here. Okay, well, I'll do this then. Okay, so, got that one, and then... Okay, here we go. Wave concert viewer and beer garden. It's likely about to change the Wave, an indoor-outdoor concert and event venue that promoter Adam Hartke and a group of businessmen are planning, along with a beer garden, food truck, area.
He's a promoter. He doesn't own it.
At this point, he was a promoter because he hadn't gotten into the business yet.
It's more of a Star Wars meets Mad Max type
of thing. We read this article on the air, by the way.
What?
Back in April, a year ago, we read this article because I was talking about Adam Hartke and how we suck. because we used to be in business with this guy, and now we're in my son's bedroom doing a podcast that we were doing 10 years ago, and he owns one of the most recognizable concert venues in all of Wichita, and he owns a new one that's the hippest concert venue of all of Wichita, and we're in my son's bedroom.
So should we just stop?
There's a stuffed llama 3 feet from you.
I mean, that's cooler than that entire place.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It is, you're right. Yeah. Okay, that was a bad example. There's a empty Nerds box on the floor back there.
There was dog shit all over that place.
Well, it's Wichita. What do you have to do?
No, admittedly, it was very cool. The place opens up, so the balcony and the
Well,
front,
here's a picture of it, yeah. But this is the concept.
On the front. No, that's what it looks like.
Okay, so they
that's
did a
exactly
good job.
Exactly what it looks like.
Okay.
So
is a concert outside?
Yeah, man. That was the stage they played on right there.
That's
trains
pretty sweet.
Were going by on the top tracks there, honking at us.
I mean, that's pretty
you
sweet,
dude. You can
fucking
hear that their music from, like, the Warren. It's loud and just echoes all over Old Town.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool,
it's
actually.
It's a really cool
that's
place.
That's pretty cool.
There's, like, a little tiny, like, grass area for you to bring dogs to poop in.
Dude, you should have brought a dog. You should have pooped in it.
I should have.
You should have pooped in it.
They had porta potties, like 20 of them outside.
There's no bathroom?
Inside, all right, yeah, but I mean, if you didn't want to go inside, there's 20 porta potties. There's an outdoor bar. There's.
Do you use a porta potty?
No, fuck no.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
I'd go inside.
Yeah, I would too. Like, is there a point where you're like, I'm so drunk I don't care if I'm in a porta potty?
Probably. I would definitely guess. But anywho, the whole fucking place opens up. So the front balcony there has, like, big garage doors that open up. So
okay.
Air can flow. And then
like, right here, I see some open doors, like,
well,
right here.
That. No, like, right like this part. This.
Oh,
part.
That opens up.
Yeah,
okay.
They have big old windows. What the fuck? They have
I like
big
the throne noise. Okay.
Right there that open up. And then, like, on the back side of this building is another set of windows that open up that lead into.
Is there, like,
the
a restaurant
part.
Or anything in there? Or is it just a concert venue?
Yeah, no. Jordan came back out with a fucking turkey leg.
Dude, that sounds glorious.
Like a full turkey leg.
Why? Okay, so let me ask you this question. All right, so if this opens and the concert venue's outside, what stops me from going and getting, like, a piece of chicken and then just sitting right here in the parking lot and watching the concert?
Nothing.
So then, how much did you pay for tickets?
Well, technically, that is a parking lot.
Okay.
That's their parking lot.
Okay.
So you can't park there.
Yeah, but I could walk.
Staff only. Yeah. I mean
I could
they
park.
Have security outside. They might tell you to get off the premises, but you could literally cross the street.
Yeah, and just stare, right?
And listen at it and listen to it.
I mean, I would probably rather do that because my ears would be too loud.
Nah, man. This show was fucking great. I do have a Snapchat, though. That
listen,
I wanna,
us Kansans. Acid, we like turkey legs, okay? It's great.
So, this is Jordan at the end of the concert, standing on a trash can. Fucking going crazy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, he's literally standing on a trash can, like, headbanging like mad, dude.
Let me see if you can see it. That guy. That yeah. Shape of a person.
It's clear enough. I think they'll be able to see it. Like, that's.
Dude, it was a sweet fucking venue. It was outside. It was perfect weather. Lights were cool. You could see downtown.
It sounds like you had a great night, man.
Ah, man, it was fucking. That was the first concert.
What's up, Tox?
I don't want this to be over. I was legitimately upset.
And you like that band too, right?
Yeah, they're really good. Their new album's fantastic.
I don't have any of their songs on our Starting Soon playlist.
Well, you fuck up then.
Oh, you need to text me some names of the songs so I can put them on there, man.
Their new album. Just go.
The whole album?
Yeah.
Just put the whole album
literally
on there.
Literally every song on there is good.
You're dumb. I'll go find it, but New York turkey legs. You can't possibly know that, Acid. That turkey legs in New York are better than Kansas turkey legs. Kansas has a million turkeys.
That's true. I bought a shirt. And a koozie because it was cold.
Why didn't you wear your shirt today, man?
Because it's really big and it needs to shrink.
Okay. All right. And I said, I'm not going to get into a fight about turkeys, okay? It's not going to happen. I don't care. Kansas sucks. You have the better turkeys. Congratulations, you win. Okay?
I did used to give her shit for listening to them.
Who? I Prevail?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I thought you liked that type of music.
Well, I mean, I did, but I didn't like them because they blew up so fucking fast.
What's up, Webby?
And then everyone liked them, and so I was hipsterish, and I was like, fuck that, I don't like them.
Doesn't that one band, the one with the medicine song?
Bring Me.
And The Throne. Isn't that like the most popular band of all time?
Yeah, but I liked them before they were that big.
Oh, so that doesn't count.
No.
But isn't a true hipster you stop listening to it because it's too popular?
Nah, I think there's different levels of hipster. I'm one of them.
So you're like a hipster until it requires you to suffer and then you stop being a hipster?
Probably.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically, I guess you could consider me suffering by not listening to I Prevail before, because all their music is good. I just initially didn't like it because I was like, too many people like this. I'm done. I don't want to participate. New things I don't like. If it's something that I liked and then gets popular, doesn't count.
Okay.
But if it's new stuff that I'm supposed to like because it's in the genre of something I already like, and too many people like it real quick, then no, I don't trust it.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't trust it.
That you're depriving yourself of joy.
Like the Lord of the Rings series that's going to come out on Netflix or Amazon?
Yeah.
I don't fucking trust it.
But you already liked Lord of the Rings.
I don't fucking trust it.
This doesn't even fit your own theory. You liked Lord of the Rings before this came out.
Yeah, this may not be Lord of the Rings. This may be fucking Tolkien shit, but it's not Lord of the Rings.
I hope that's actually the name of the TV
show. Tolkien shit. Yeah, man.
Dude, you're a weird dude.
I am.
I like you, but you're a weird man. It's really hard to pin you down, like what you like and what you don't like.
But you're crazy.
You should make a podcast called that. You should. Yeah, you want to do another podcast, man?
Called what?
What?
Called what?
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 I really want him just to remember what we just talked about.
I don't. Turkey and shit?
Do you forget literally what's happening after it's happened today?
I mean, basically.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. It just gets me rock hard.
Oh, yeah.
17 months? That's a crazy.
Dude, what were we just talking about?
Have you ever listened to Blacktooth?
Tolkien shit. Thanks, Blue.
Have you ever listened to Blacktooth?
Blacktooth?
Never heard of him. No.
Who?
No. I'm going to take that as a no.
I've heard of Beartooth.
That's what I'm... Yeah, that sounds familiar. Beartooth.
But not Blacktooth.
No, Blacktooth
That sounds like a pirate disease.
Yeah.
Alright, I got the Blacktooth.
I got the Blacktooth.
I gotta pull it out and stick it up your ass.
Why has it always gotta go there? Why you gotta put things up
it's
butts?
It's my Schlarty thing, man. It's Schlarty. It's the thing he does.
It's the thing he... Okay, man. That's cool, dude. Mm. Whatever. Freaking weirdo. Just... putting everything. Hey, Basement, how you doing, man? Thanks for the resub. 17 months. I don't feel like you were shocked by that at all.
No. We've been doing this show for 2 years, man. It should be 24 months.
Blue, J.R.R. Tolkien can't do that podcast. J.R.R. Tolkien is dead. He's in the dirt. He's worm food for like 100 years.
Yeah.
Did Blue not know this? Like, are we blowing Blue's mind? He died in like 1840 or something.
No, he was in World War I.
Well, he died in 1910 then or something. In the dirt with J.R.R. Exactly.
It's too early.
Hey, man, you want to talk about Game of Thrones?
Yeah, man.
You ready to be enraged?
Yeah.
Okay. So an article just came out. Turns out, okay, I don't know if you could handle this rage.
All right.
Just got booked first show of the band. Did you talk to Colby last night about making a band? Basement, I've never been to Barleycorns.
Me either.
You should DM Colby the information about
it. Yeah, man. What kind of music? Yeah. Hard, heavy stuff?
Come support you.
Rock out? Yeah. With my cock out?
No, yeah, that will get you arrested.
Woo, woo, woo.
Like, you could do that.
I could do a tiny one. I could do, like, the rear propeller.
It'd be like a boat propeller. Oh my god,
apparently,
dude!
Brett does not like
barleycorns. Yeah. That's Adam used to own that. Then he sold it to do the Wave and Cotillion.
He needs to update his goddamn LinkedIn,
dude. I don't think he cares about LinkedIn. Okay,
apparently
he's
not.
A business owner. What does he need LinkedIn for?
He's a promoter and doesn't use the
hey,
promoting
April.
Network for business people. You're telling me that?
Yeah, he has a phone.
Whatever.
He just calls people, okay? Uh-huh. Grunge punk.
Oh,
says
shit.
You'll like it, okay?
Shit.
Says you'll like it. All right, so here's the deal with
when
Game of Thrones. I don't know. I told him to DM you the information.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the deal about Game of Thrones. Mm. Article just came out. Turns out, I'm just going to cut to the bottom line for you.
Do it.
Turns out HBO told D&D, Dingus and Dingleberry, that they could do as many episodes in the final season as they wanted to. They said the budget would be there for them to close out the show in the way they felt right.
So you're telling me they did six fucking episodes?
I'm telling you, right here, we'll give you the resources to make this what it needs to be. HBO would have been happy for the show to keep going, to have more episodes in the final season, but we refuse. We always believed it was about 73 hours, and it was roughly that. As much as they wanted more, they understood that this is where the story ends.
So do you think that, like, people are going to realize, like, do you think Kathleen Kennedy is going to look at this and be like,
no way,
this was a bad decision?
No way. I think she's going to look at the dollar symbols and go, this is a great decision. So HBO would have given them the money to pet Ghost, as Acid says. They would have given them the money to spread out the season if they wanted to. They would have given them money to, like, they said that, like, they killed the dragon so they wouldn't have to animate extra dragons for the last two episodes. Like, that's the rumor going around right now. And so they wouldn't have had to do that type of stuff. HBO would have given them the money. They didn't want it. Like, and
dude, I think your theory of them just kind of phoning this in to get to Star Wars is more and more apparent.
Here's the thing. So I read this article and then I immediately went to Reddit because I wanted to read the comments. And all of the comments are like this. This is one of the things I read that made me the angriest. They literally just gave up. So the OP, now this is the internet, but he says, my friend worked in the FX department during season 3 and said that D&D have bulletproof contracts and then HBO can't do Game of Thrones without D&D. Even George R.R. Martin took a backseat after season 5 because they wouldn't listen to him. He just stopped promoting the show. And then some of these other comments are like, there was one comment in here that I really liked. I keep hitting one and showing my big face. Crap, where's it at? Yeah, here it goes. Yeah, so like, we always believed it was about 73 hours, and then this is like, yeah, I'm sure back in season 3 when they were doing two episodes a season, they were like, so it feels like we're an hour 30 of 73. Like,
no, they gave up. They were done. They're done, man.
Yeah, so they're done.
They're wanting Star Wars.
They're done.
Yeah.
So they could have done whatever they wanted, but they decided not to.
That's horrible.
How's that make you feel about these last two episodes?
It makes me feel like they're going to be the worst.
Minna says, did you see the video of the actors not happy with season 8? Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. It's hard to know the context of those. Like, there's a video going around of, like, the guy who plays Jon Snow, and they're like, if you could describe one in one word what the final season of Game of Thrones is, what would you describe it? And I think he says disappointing, you know? And, but that could be, like, taken in a million different ways.
That it's over, he's disappointed.
Yes.
Over or something.
Yeah, or that, like, he's sad about that it's ending, you know, and not, I'm disappointed in how it ends.
Right.
Which now people are looking at it. But, like, there's another where they're, like, on the red carpet and they're asking,
it
like.
It depends on these last two episodes. If they are going to be the shit that we think they're going to be,
which they are.
The show is going to go down in infamy of how to fuck up the greatest show. How to be the greatest show and then become the worst show ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this last week because they wrote X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Star Wars movies.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to those.
I mean, what if the trailer looks great, though?
Don't care.
Here's the thing about the Star Wars movie. They'll probably, like, season one or movie one and two will probably be great, and then episode three will be terrible.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, I mean, everything was pretty good about Game of Thrones until the last couple seasons, and then it got really bad.
Yeah.
At least it did for me. April, his vape flavor is Western.
It's just a tobacco flavor.
Yeah. Makes him a cowboy. I just remember the interview where John said he crushed his balls when he was riding the dragon. All right, so he's just flexing the size of his balls. I get it. Yeah, it must be nice. Okay. But, so that's the thing that's happening.
Okay, well, one, I agree with you about season five. Season five is the worst fucking season compared to this one.
What's season five? What happens in
season
that
season five? Is the homeless man who's the fucking
oh yeah
sparrow.
Yeah oh yeah, that's horrible.
That whole
that's when I started checking out of the show.
Terrible.
Yeah,
I think that's also really big on the fucking Dorne
right
line.
Sand snakes.
And apparently Dorne is kick ass in the books. Like that Oberyn's brother, the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
I don't think he's really in a wheelchair.
Okay.
And I think he's pretty badass, or his sons are badass, or something like that.
There was another. No, there was, speaking of the wheelchair guy,
the women.
There was a meme of Bran talking about his wheelchair, and then they showed the guy from Dorne in the wheelchair, and it's like, is my wheelchair a joke to you?
That's a great point.
Because he also had a
wheelchair.
Fancy
wheelchair is a thing.
Yeah.
We've seen it before. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just phoning it in, man. They're just phoning it in. We did talks. It's in our highlights. You can go back and watch it. We did it the Sunday after Endgame. I saw Detective Pikachu last night, man.
Oh, really?
I did. I really enjoyed it. It's really good.
That's cool.
It had Pikachu in it. Don't know if you knew that.
I did know that part.
My mom, okay, God bless her, it's Mother's Day. When we were walking out of the movie, she said to me, Ryan Reynolds, or they did a really good job keeping Ryan Reynolds under wrap for that movie. I go, what do you mean? And she goes, I don't think anybody knew that Ryan Reynolds voiced Pikachu.
That was the whole selling point of the movie.
That's what I told her.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Me and my sister just looked at each other like, what? Like, Mom, are you okay? But whatever. I mean, it looked great. Pokemon looked great.
I'm good, man.
I mean, you're not into Pokemon, so you won't care.
No.
Like, Brian, I was playing Overwatch last night afterwards, and one of the people I was playing with asked me, you know, if you're not into Pokemon, what do you rate it? And then if you are into Pokemon, what do you rate it? And I said, if you don't like Pokemon, it's a 5 out of 10. It's very average. Like, the plot is fine, but it's a plot,
yeah.
You know? And then, but if you're into Pokemon, it's like an 8 out of 10, because it's really cool to look at.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of cool Pokemans.
Pokemans.
A lot of cool Pokemans.
I mean, I know I can recognize Pokemon I've seen. But
yes. Well, there, and even me, like, there were some in there that I'm like, I don't know who that Pokemon is, you know, but it was pretty cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's better. It's probably one of the better video game movies I've ever seen.
That's what I saw.
And you know, I think they did something really smart because, like, Blastoid, because they didn't, like, the whole movie, this isn't a spoiler, this happens at the first 10 minutes of the movie, but, like, the whole movie takes place in a city where, like, Pokemon and humans live in harmony, so there's no trainers, there's no battles, there's none of that. So they kind of take out the whole video game aspect of it, which I think is really smart, because if they tried to be like, I'm a Pokemon trainer, then people would be like, that's not how Pokemon trainers did. You know, but they still do some stuff to, like, show Pokemon getting caught in Pokeballs, and they do have a couple battle sequences and stuff in it. And so they do a really good job of alluding to the fact that it takes place in the Pokemon world, but it's pretty standalone. So what are my top five favorite video game movies? I couldn't think of five video game movies if I wanted to.
Assassin's Creed, Doom.
Let's just try to name video game
best
movies.
Best one.
Tomb
top
Raider.
Of top of the list, Doom.
Mortal Kombat.
Rock's first big movie, man. Assassin's Creed.
I counted that one.
Oh, okay.
Resident Evil. Yeah, that's one.
Pikachu.
Sonic.
Yeah.
There's so many more. Does Pixels count? I don't think Pixels count.
Tom Clancy's TV show count?
No, that doesn't count. Mario Brothers is technically a video game movie.
Horrible.
It's technically.
No. Mm-mm.
I feel like there's so many more.
Ready Player One?
Not a video. That's a book.
But there's video game characters
in it. It's a book,
though.
It's a book. There's so many more. Oh, Warcraft.
There you go. That one's good.
Hey, that's a big one.
I actually like that movie.
I do too, actually. Isn't there, like, some movies, like, based off, like, old arcades that were, like, terrible?
Tron.
That's not a video game.
I think
Angry
that's a
Birds.
Video game.
Angry Birds counts. We got 10 now, dude.
No,
I don't think Rainbow
Tron
Six
isn't.
Siege has a movie. I don't think so.
Oh yeah, Angry Birds. That did happen, didn't it?
Hitman. Hitman's one, yeah. Hitman's a good. That's a good one. Yeah.
It's got that Elephant guy in
yeah.
it, doesn't it?
Yeah, Elephant. It's Oliphant.
Whatever.
Ghostbusters, not a video game, right?
Mm-mm.
That's just a movie. There's so many more.
Yeah. And I'm not going to rate any of them because they're really bad.
But all of them are pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Max Payne. Oh, God. Mark Wahlberg's Max Payne.
That's the best one.
Oh, God. Movie with the pyramid heads. I can't think of the name.
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill had a movie?
Yeah. I think it did.
Okay, I feel like Webby Star isn't even trying anymore.
Jurassic Park. Oh, fuck.
I don't think any of the UA Bowl movies count. I think it has to be a good one. Tomb Raider was good. Warcraft was good. Detective Pikachu was good. That might be it.
It was fine.
That might be it, right?
Whatever.
Those three are the only ones that are actually watchable. Like, they're fine. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong. They're not great, but they're movies that aren't terrible.
Yeah. There hasn't been a great video game movie, though.
A great one?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you like Detective Pikachu, if you like Pokemon, I think that's a I would think that's a great one.
I mean, probably.
Because all I did is I walked out of that movie wanting more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just so many stupid Pokemon. You know, Rampage, dude. That's the number one right there, dude. Another rock movie.
Oh, yeah. Wreck-It Ralph, I guess.
Tomb Raider wasn't bad. They're making another one of it, so it's good enough to get a... I wish they would make another Warcraft, honestly. They won't, but... If they would have spent less money on the orcs and spent more money on good actors, that movie would have been a lot better.
I like the acting.
No, the acting in that movie was terrible.
Okay, good point. I like the main guy. That was it.
Yeah, that guy was the only guy they paid for. Mm-hmm. The dude who played the wizard, horrible.
Yeah.
The dude who played, like, the handmaiden, horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. They had an off-brand Gamora in that movie for a while. Like, the main orc was great. The main king guy was great. That was it. Minecraft's still coming out. That's like 2 years from now. Prince of Persia. That's another one, dude. I never saw the Prince of Persia ones. Jake Gyllenhaal. They had two Prince of Persias.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Sands of Time and then Prince of Persia, right?
No.
Yes! You can't just say no. It happened.
No. There's only one movie.
No. There are definitely two Prince of Persias. Googling it. Sands of Time, Prince of Persia. There it is, man.
No.
Yeah.
False.
You can't get to Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. You can't just say false.
Absolutely can.
No.
Because, no, they did not make two of these.
They did.
No.
They did. I'm just going to go to Jake Gyllenhaal. Because I don't know how to read. And I don't feel like learning.
That's probably faster, yeah.
I don't feel like learning. God. Jake Gyllenhaal's been in a lot of movies. Do you know that? Okay, there was only one Prince of Persia.
Right. Yeah, you big old bitch. I know my shit.
No, you don't.
Absolutely.
I found a picture of the man standing in front of the cotillion. Okay, calm down. All right, we're one each today.
I knew. There's two Prince of Persia games. There's multiple games, I thought, but...
If you count anime... I mean, Ratchet and Clank technically has an animated movie. That wasn't bad either, the animated Ratchet and Clank movie. That's a movie based on a game that had a game based off of the movie. It's a whole thing.
What?
Yeah, Ratchet and Clank. It's a PlayStation game. Mm-hmm. They made a movie based off the game.
Okay.
And then they made a game called Ratchet & Clank based off the movie. So, yeah, it's like Game Inceptions.
Mm.
It's mind-blowing, man. I want to have dinner with Jake Gyllenhaal. Me too. That'd be great, dude. I'd love to have dinner with Jake Gyllenhaal, you know? They need to make an Overwatch show or movie. Well, you know, they say they have big plans for Overwatch. Hey, Chris, is the game over? She ain't out there. I just wanted to see who won the finals, but she ain't out there. So they're making a Mario Brother. They're making a new Mario movie, but made by the people who made Minions. So that's sure to be good.
That's terrifying.
They're making a Minecraft movie. There's still technically a Halo movie in the works, but I don't think it's it. Who won?
Shock.
Really?
Yep.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah. It's awesome. What game? The Overwatch game, Britt. Okay, the Overwatch game. All right. Okay. There's a team called the Vancouver Titans.
Okay.
So here's the thing about Overwatch League. Just because you're from Vancouver doesn't mean you're from Vancouver. The location has nothing. They're all Korean. Okay?
What?
It's an all Korean team.
That's dumb.
There's like three teams in the league that are all Korean. And they're usually the best teams, but there's one team, the San Francisco Shock, that's only like half Korean. And then it's a very worldwide sport. So, you know. Anyway, the point is that the Shock and the Titans were completely and totally undefeated, the Vancouver Titans. This is the second stage. They went through the entire first stage, won the playoffs, won the finals. Went through the entire second stage, won every game, won the playoffs, made it to the finals. And then the Shock beat them today. They beat the Shock in the first playoffs. Now they lost to the Shock. So it's the first game they've ever lost in the Overwatch League.
You lost me halfway.
I don't know how. I think I explained that pretty.
No, I checked out because I was I couldn't. Mm-mm.
Should get into it.
I don't like normal sports.
It was on ABC today. All right, when's the last time hockey was on ABC? Oh, let me check. Never. So what about that, Brit? Non-sport. She watches hockey.
Dude, hockey's a fucking manly-ass sport, bro.
No, it isn't. It's yeah, a it stupid is. Sport.
It's pretty intense.
Just because it's intense doesn't make it a sport.
That's definitely what it means.
No. Soccer's
Your game
intense.
Is not intense at all.
It's very intense.
Sit in chairs.
Oh, so it's not just because it's not physically intensive? So you're saying chess isn't a sport?
No.
Okay.
Fuck no, chess is also more physical movement than the games.
No, not there's definitely, not more
you have
physical
to move
movement.
An arm.
Okay, calm
Fingers
down, Canada.
And arm.
Huh? Fingers and arm?
Yeah. All you have to do is just fingers.
Do you know how games work? Because you don't just do this in games. That's not how games work.
Fuck, man.
I love those games. I play entirely out of keyboard.
So dumb, man.
Yeah. You just, this is like I Prevail. You were saying this about I Prevail 2 years ago.
So dumb.
You just hate it because I like it.
Hmm? Yeah, I like to hate things.
Yeah,
love.
That's all you're. That's
For
all
sure.
you're doing.
Well, also, I think it's dumb as shit.
Yeah, but you also thought hockey was until you came attached with a pair of boobs that you admire. Don't try to wiggle out of this. Don't try to wiggle out of this.
I mean, the boobs did help.
They were the major factor.
But, I can respect hockey. I always respected hockey. I didn't necessarily like watching it. I used to when I was younger.
I respect hockey.
Yeah, man.
Okay, man.
It's hard to do.
Do you respect soccer?
I mean,
they run for 90 minutes. That's hard to do, too.
Technically, yes.
Yeah, but that pains you to say for some reason.
No.
Yeah. See, that's the problem.
I
is that like
respect any athlete, man.
Anytime you throw, but you don't expect
if you
esports
call
athletes.
Them athletes.
They are athletes.
No, they aren't.
Why not?
No, they aren't.
Why? What makes an athlete?
You could be on that team. Are you an athlete?
No, I could not.
Are you an athlete?
First of all, I have the body of a god, okay?
A fat god.
Still a god. All right. Second of all, I could not be on those teams, but thank you. That's very nice of you to say that about me. I'm gonna tell everyone in my chats from now on that Colby said I could be on an Overwatch League team. You have no idea what you just did for my ego.
I don't give a shit.
No, I care a lot.
My point was that you're fat and you couldn't run fucking 2 miles, yet you're calling yourself an athlete. That's my point.
I never call. I never. First of all, I never call myself an athlete. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I have the hair for it. It's totally true, Blue. Thank you. Okay. So, what makes an athlete to you? Someone who can run 2 miles?
Somebody who is physically active. Yes.
Okay. So you telling me that a center in football? You telling me he's running 2 miles?
He could probably.
You think he could?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
You think so?
Also, I wouldn't consider him an athlete. I'd consider him a sumo player.
This is a very weird athlete, you know? The definition of athlete.
Body type means cut and physically able to do vigorous physical activities. Just
okay.
Pushing each other, that's not really a physical
so
activity.
So maybe there's athletic
but the guy
sports.
Who runs down the field in 5 fucking seconds. That's a little different than a guy just pushing.
Agreed.
Another dude.
Agreed. But so instead of saying athlete is someone who plays a professional sport, should you say
I didn't say that.
Well, I know. I'm asking you to define it.
It was a physical activity.
Okay, so but sports can be something that doesn't require athletes
Actually,
then.
Well.
See, you're digging yourself a hole here.
I mean, sports, yes. I never said it's not a sport. I said they aren't athletes. That's my standing ground.
Okay, well, I don't
care.
Okay.
Do not call yourself a fucking Overwatch athlete.
I mean, if your definition of athlete is someone who is has an athletic physical body,
that's why it's called athlete. Athletic body type.
Well, I don't know. I feel like
I don't think centers in football are calling themselves athletes.
Why are we trying to define the word? We could just go to the dictionary and look it up.
I don't care.
Let's just look. Let's just look.
Speaking of hockey, our team's on right now.
Athlete. Let me look. A person who is proficient in sports and other forms of physical exercise. Yeah, this is outdated. Because I kind of agree with you. Like, if you're like, I've got an athletic body, that means I can run, I can do sports. But this dictionary definition says a person proficient in sports, but I bet if we look up the definition for sports, it doesn't necessarily mean a physical activity.
No, but I think you also have to add on the and statement at the end of
that
sentence.
But it should
say
or, because it says and.
Yeah. That's why they're not athletes. That's why Overwatch players are not athletes. Also, physical activity technically doesn't need to be running.
An activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or for another or others for entertainment. Okay.
I guess your fingers are physically
active. Yeah, I mean, that's very vague physical exertion. Yeah, like, can we get into, like, professional sport poking, you know? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I won, by the way, undefeated. You didn't even try to come back.
Yeah, and I mean, okay, so physical activity can technically encompass not them.
It doesn't say extreme physical exertion.
It says physical exertion, though. You're not exerting yourself with finger movements.
I mean, have you seen some of those people? They might be.
I don't give a shit.
But their brains are being physically
exerted.
That's
not a muscle.
That's mental exertion.
Yeah, see,
so
different, different fucking thing. Different. Don't call yourself an athlete. Make up a new
word. I don't
think
anyone calls him athlete. April, thank you for the 100 bits. We appreciate that. Double D again. Thank you. Thank you. Olympic strip poker. That's not physical exertion. Because you could play it. You could do that. I think, okay, so if we're going to solve some world problems right now. Okay, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
So if a sport requires, so should we say that a sport requires only athletes to be on the team?
No.
So you can have a sport that doesn't require athletes to be on the team.
Right.
Okay. So then what is the definition of a sport?
I would say everything in that definition minus involving physical exertion.
Okay, so a sport could be anything that people...
An activity involving skill in which an individual or team competes against another.
I think that's too complicated. Let's dumb it down. A sport is anything that people enjoy watching other people do in a competitive manner.
There you go.
So that would make Overwatch League a sport.
Would that
It'd make chess a sport?
Would that then technically make like The Bachelor a sport?
Yeah, I think it would. Oh my god, dude! You know, and now that you say that, I feel like people have referred to Bachelor as a sport before.
Really?
I think people watching it, we watch it like sports. Although The Bachelor, you're not really competing against someone else. It's a competition, but they're not competing. It's not like two bachelors fighting. Well, no, because the bachelors are fighting for the woman. The bachelorettes are fighting for the man. So that would be the competitive thing.
Right.
The prize is the man. That's human trafficking.
I mean, it is. Yeah, it's really. I don't see how it's still.
See, Britt says sports require athletes, but we already ruled out some football players as athletes. Because there are football players that are more athletic than I am.
Still, the fucking centers in football, yes, they may not be able to run 2 miles, but they could bench you and me
So then what's the
That's
definition?
Physical exertion.
Well, yeah, but I could do that.
No, you
You're couldn't. Saying that everyone on the Overwatch League couldn't lift?
No.
That's stupid to say.
If they do lift, that's fine, but that and they can have an athletic body and be fine. But what they do in that sport is not athletic.
Yeah, but we already agreed that athletic doesn't have anything to do with being a sport. Being an athlete and playing a sport are two totally separate things.
Yeah.
Because if we start saying that, hey, you're not an athlete, so you can't play a sport, then we got to rule out golf. We got to get rid of curling. We got to get rid of a lot of things.
Right.
And a lot of those things are sports.
This is too confusing. I think my only stance that I could back up fully right now is that people playing esports should not be considered athletes.
And I'm fine with that.
Okay. It is a sport. I'll give it that, because by that definition, minus the physical exertion or the one that you just said, technically it's a sport.
Well, and I'm going with your athlete consensus, because athlete, I think you're right, athletic body defines an athlete.
Yeah.
We either got to change the definition of athlete, or we got to change the definition of sport. Times are changing, man. I mean, when was sport made up? 1891? Back when hanging people was a sport? Time to update it, dude.
Hanging people?
I don't know where Tox got that that definition, but I feel like frolic lambs sporting in a meadow is a different definition than I think.
I don't think that's the version of sport.
An activity,
we're about.
Yes, Ballin. We have the definition pulled up right here. We're saying that your definitions are wrong. An activity involving physical exertion and skill. It should say or skill. That's what we're saying. This is based on the fact that sports only involve physical exertion, which I guess breathing is technically a physical exertion.
That doesn't count.
Well, but that's the point. It's too vague. Because Brit's drawn a line that, like, only if your nipples can cut glass with their strength are you an athlete. But technically that's true, but so is my definition. Yeah. And you can't argue it, because Webster, he didn't make a fist on the whole thing. We need to come up with our own dictionary, dude. Yeah, see, Navy's like, you get sweaty from thinking sometimes, see? It's true. You ever thought so hard you need to take a nap?
No. Thankfully, no.
Then see, Min is like, do sumo wrestlers have an athlete's body? I mean, according to Colby's definition, no, but it's still a sport. I think by the new definition...
No, by my definition, I went back and I said, yes, centers in football are technically considered
athletic. But what about actual sumo wrestlers?
Them too. They're probably strong as fucking shit.
But you're basing that not based on the sport they play, but what they do outside of the sport. Their job in their sport, centers in football, is not extreme physical exertion. They basically stand in place and hold someone.
Yeah, but holding yourself basically back.
But compared to a running back?
Yeah, it's two separate physical exertions, I think.
Well, yeah, but that's what I mean by it's vague.
Yeah, I don't think fingers count as physical.
But that's not all they're doing. They have to communicate. There's a lot of mental math goes on in these games.
That's a different word, man.
Yeah, but it's still physical exertion.
It's not.
What's physical. Your brain? Is it metaphysical, man? It's a physical part of your body. It doesn't exist outside of space-time.
Nope.
It's still physical exertion.
Disagree.
Disagree.
You said it earlier, man. It's mental exertion, not physical.
Well, and I also agree that it has to do with the meaning of athlete, but sumo wrestlers do not have an athletic body.
No.
Okay, so then they're not athletes.
I mean, they can be athletes.
No. You can't. You're backpedaling.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's more to an athlete than the body of an athlete. Because, yes, you could either run a lot or you could lift a lot. Both are athletic, physical performance.
But you're saying that if someone on Overwatch League lifts a lot,
yeah, it's
then
not
it doesn't
necessary
count.
For their sport.
Well, it doesn't matter. They could still be an athlete.
Yeah, technically. But no, what they do singly in football.
Yeah.
That's a sport. What they do singly sitting in a chair playing with a controller, not athletic, not an athlete.
But both sports.
Yeah.
I think that it's just there's a bias that football's a sport, so everyone's an athlete.
I don't know.
Because if you're basing the word athlete off athletic body.
There's just no physical exertion at all sitting in a chair.
But there is physical exertion.
No.
There is. They're not just doing this.
They might as well be. I mean, eventually they're going to be that. You're going to get a fucking controller that you can operate with your fucking mind.
Then we should base the definition off of that. Hmm. We should future-proof it, man. It should include the brain. You know what a sport should be? Anyone who an athlete is someone who can do things that the average person can't do. Physically or mentally in a competition-style setting.
So So a smart person is technically an athlete?
Well, they, if they can do something the average person can't do in a competition-style like setting.
Equations, then.
But that's not a competition. If they were racing someone to do it, that would be a competition.
And they would be considered
considered an athlete.
Oh, my God.
I think that's the definition we got to go with, man. Because if we all go into Ready Player One, we all put on haptic suits and get in a cradle, we play sports, we watch those professionally, that becomes our world because the entire ocean's boiling, volcanoes erupt, and we're all in a nuclear winter nightmare, those people will be athletes. But Webster won't consider them them.
Okay. Well, here. I may be giving ground because, yeah, technically, I think, like, mathlete, there's a reason why that's a term.
Yeah.
It's because it's competitive math, and I would say that's not physical exertion, that's mental.
Right.
But technically, I feel like, yeah, it's an athlete, so that's kind of the same thing.
I think we got to go with that, man. Mm. Woof. Words, dude.
Well, that was a fun conversation.
You ever think that, like, we just can't do this because English language is so narrow, and like there's a word in Mandarin that means exactly what we're saying?
Probably. That definitely exists.
Probably, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Brit is also, she's literally like, she's the
stewing.
She's the equivalent of a neo-Nazi when it comes to sports. She is a white sports supremacist, is what she is. Like, she needs to calm down. The world is changing, Brit.
I'm white.
Well, I mean, I'm just, like, she's
football is not, basketball is
not. No, I'm not meaning race. I mean, you know how people, like, the white supremacists think races should be pure?
Yeah.
That's what Brit is for sports. She thinks sports should be pure. She probably doesn't believe women's basketball should have the right to exist.
Why?
Because it's not really a sport.
It's a sport. Well, maybe. I don't know her stance on that one.
See?
Because she doesn't like basketball. So, who knows?
Yeah, Tox says, a sport is an activity in which a league is formed for competition purposes to determine a definitive winner with superior skills. That, I think, is the definition of sport. I mean, if people will watch it, I mean, they have competitive hot dog eating, man. You think those people are athletes?
That's physical exertion.
It is, but it's stomach expansion. It's not really physical exertion.
It's a lot of throat work, man.
A lot of throat work.
Whatever. I give up. It's a sport. They're athletes. I don't give a shit. Let's move on. Call yourself whatever you want. I'm not watching it, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, same with hockey. I don't care how manly it is. I ain't watching it. Soccer, no. NASCAR, no.
Yeah, man. Well, even better. That's a great point. NASCAR. What? That's a sport.
Yeah.
You're sitting down for that entire thing.
Yeah. They move less than Overwatch people move.
Yeah, they move their feet, too.
No, because once you get to a speed, you
coast. Yeah, don't they just hold
it? Yeah, you just hold it. They probably have cruise control buttons in there now. I saw that documentary where that guy's drinking his macchiato in the car. I know what they're about.
You spilled my macchiato.
I thought the same thing, Ballin, when they talked about throat work. Oh, my God. Brit, yeah, see, Brit, she's a sports supremacist, dude. That's what she is.
It's a fucking sport.
It's a sport.
People race to win something.
Like, the problem, this is why Brit is a sports supremacist.
Yeah.
Because NASCAR is a million times more popular than hockey, but for some reason, hockey's a sport, and NASCAR is not. So to her, sports are not based off popularity.
No.
Or people who watch them, or the enjoyment of the competition. Mm-hmm. They're based off the physical exertion.
I think so.
Yeah. So she should only be watching rugby.
Well, even then,
and gladiator battles.
Baseball, man.
Baseball's the worst.
You have physical exertion for like three dudes. The rest of them just stand around.
Baseball is literally a game that we could have used as we should have been used instead of sumo wrestling. We should have been using that as athletic bodies, because there are literally people in baseball whose only existence is to be on a roster.
Yeah.
Swing three times and miss, and then go back and sit aggressively.
They have to get out on the field, you know.
Oh, you have to walk up, what, six stairs? Must be tough.
You have to walk up six stairs, walk, you know, 25
yards. Do a couple
of
these.
Well, no, because the batters, they don't like have batters and then they have the people in the outfield. They have to do both. You know?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm saying. So you'll get the fat guys who are like the designated hitter.
Right.
Where they're there to swing and that's right. about it. But then they just go and sit out in the outfield.
Yeah, and I've watched some baseball games, and I've seen people in the back like, I'm going to go get this ball. Oh, no, it's too far away. Oh, look, first base is getting it. It's fine. I've seen it. Okay?
I'm going to get a lashing when we get
home. Oh, you are. Home, but, I mean, we're speaking truth. Mm. Britt's a sports supremacist. Sorry,
kinda
Britt.
Kind of are.
I mean, it's a lot of double standards.
Picking and choosing.
Yeah. Your sports, they're sports. Everyone else's sports, not sports. Because, yeah, I mean, baseball, woof.
Woof, man.
Woof. I feel like there's a lot. Like, what are the big four sports? Hockey, football, basketball, baseball, right? Those are, like, the traditional big four American sports.
I think American, yeah. But, I would put five and include soccer, and I think that covers.
Well, no, because I think NASCAR is bigger than soccer.
Yeah, it's not a
Let's,
sport.
Okay, so if we're going to define the big sports.
Wait, so what's the difference between a sport and just like a competition?
Well, I think competitions are sports. I think sport is like a slang term for competition.
You think?
I think so.
As something that's not supposed to be a competition. Why have another word?
Maybe a sport is something that's a competition that is publicly viewable. Like a mathlete would be in a competition more than they would be at a sports game.
Because I would say like NASCAR is not a sport, it's a competition.
God. Man, this is tough. This is tough. Let's look up Top Sports USA by popularity. Okay, 10 most popular sports in America. Number 1, American football. Number 2, baseball. Number 3,
no, it's not.
This is not accurate. Number 3, basketball. Number 4, ice hockey. Number 5, soccer. Number 6, boxing. Number 7, auto racing. Number 8, golf. There's no way that that's true. There's no way.
Well, I don't know. Like, baseball... I've heard so many people talk about baseball and, like, think that they have their team, you know?
Right.
Like, baseball hats are called baseball
yes,
caps for
agreed.
A reason.
But it's like saying tennis shoes are called tennis shoes for a reason and not everyone watches tennis.
I just don't think, like, I think baseball is a sport where people are, like, they talk about
Here you
how
go.
Much they like it.
Here you go.
But they don't necessarily, like, view it.
From Wikipedia, okay? Number 1... 37% say American football is their favorite. 111 million record viewing. 111 million people watch on TV.
Okay.
Number 2 is basketball. 11 people say that's their favorite. 24 million. So football is just... It is just everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, you add up everyone else, they don't equal football.
That makes sense.
Okay. Number 3 is baseball and softball. 9%. 40 million. Record TV viewing. So it's second by TV viewing, but it's third by popularity.
That's
okay?
Weird, man.
Number four, soccer, 7%, and then number 5 is hockey, 4%. According to Wikipedia.
I would not have expected that. I would have thought it would have been the opposite way. Like, I would think more people say they like baseball, but don't necessarily watch it.
I mean, I definitely... I think it has to do with the games. Like, there are way more baseball games on TV than there are NBA games.
Yeah.
But that also could be applied, in fairness to the sports supremacist, to hockey. There's way more football games on than there are hockey. Like, the only time you watch hockey is right now. I think the average American only watches hockey during the finals, the playoffs. Like, unless you're a hockey fan, the only time you're going to watch it, the only game I watch of baseball all year is a World Series game.
Yeah.
It's the only one I catch because it happens to be on major TV. Same with ice hockey. Football, you can't not see the Chargers versus the Florida Flim or whoever is playing because it's on primetime because it's football.
Yeah.
Even if you don't really want to watch it, that's what you watch because it's the only sport on. Hockey is ride or die. I don't even know what that means. I feel like that's a Garth Brooks lyric. Like, I don't know what that means.
I It's Bad Boys, man. Ride for life. Ride or die. Bad Boys.
I think Americans would love rugby if they gave it a chance.
No, she means like...
I don't know why we love baseball or football so much, honestly.
I don't either. She means that you're either really in love with hockey or you don't watch it.
Well, yeah, but couldn't you say that for a lot of sports?
No, because you got, well...
Because that's the psychology
of
the whole thing.
I don't think Grandma Sue is going to turn on the TV for Stanley Cup. What the fuck was
that? I don't know, but I about pooed my pants. No,
they're
I mean,
not
I agree.
Turn on Stanley Cup. She's going to watch the fucking Super Bowl, though.
But the Super Bowl, we watch it because we feel like we have to.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is the Game of Thrones of sports. Everyone watches it, so we better watch it, otherwise we're not part
also,
of it.
Also, commercials.
Yeah.
Most of the people watch it for the fucking commercials.
Are there good commercials during the Stanley Cup?
I doubt it.
They're all for people who have, like, erectile dysfunction and people who have bladder issues.
Right. Yeah, they're
same as baseball. I mean, 20 years from now, no one's going to watch baseball, right?
You think?
I think as soon as the funeral, as soon as the old people crowd die off.
Well, that just doesn't make any sense to me, though. How are they number fucking two on record viewing?
Well, because that's record. Viewing record.
Oh, so like since 2005.
Yeah.
That includes 2005.
Right. I mean, that's over the last 15 years, that's the highest they've ever been. Mm. 40 million. You know? And who knows when that was.
Well, also, this is looking at NBA, which nobody fucking watches.
Right. Well, I would include the NBA in there. Only people that watch it are the finals.
Yeah.
The playoffs and the finals.
Right.
But the NBA, I think, is easier to watch because there's stuff happening, at least. You know? Like, you just flip through channels and you land on a basketball game. There's a score. There's people moving. They're trying stuff every time. Yeah. Baseball... 80% of the time, you're going to get someone who's just swinging a bat at air while they're waiting to play the game. You're going to get a lot of pitcher shots of people doing this.
That's true. And this is the exact reason Britain does not like basketball. We talked about that last
Right, time, and that's okay. You know? I mean, different strokes for different folks, but I think the average American...
Likes
they want
the fast pace. That's what
they
Pinella
want some stuff.
Said.
Yeah,
because Pinella doesn't watch sports, and I asked him last night, I was like, if you were to watch a sport, what would you pick? And he said basketball.
Right, yeah, I think...
Just because it's more, it's fast paced.
Yeah,
you can come into it and realize.
But hockey, I think, would be the same way. Hockey just has less scoring,
less scoring.
And I also think it's harder to see what's going on.
The puck is a little small.
Well, and the rink doesn't really make a lot of sense. Like, it's pretty easy for you to look at a basketball court and be like, big line, more points than little line. Like, that's all it is.
Well, yeah, the points are simple. It's just one point.
Right. But there's placements, isn't there, on the play? Like, there's no...
There's no two-point play.
No. But, I mean, there's, like, positions that players cover, like in soccer, right? It's like a zone defense, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just fucking shitball crazy.
Is it?
They just try... If they get it down... Like, they have some sort of, like, typically three attackers, and then they, like, can pass in between each other to try and get through the defense. That's common. And Britt may know way more than me on this, but I'm saying, if you get it down to their side, you're just fucking trying anything you can to get that puck.
Why can't someone just tackle the goalie?
I think that's illegal.
But what if you trip onto him?
I think that's a rule. That's got to be a rule.
Well, they should get rid of that rule. It sounds fun. See, right wing, left wing, center, two defense, and goalie. That's way more than basketball.
Yeah, that's not... I think it's still five, isn't it?
I think the average American goes, big, tall guy in middle.
No.
I think so.
No. They can clearly understand hockey. It's
fucking fast guys
trying to score and then two goalies. Super easy.
Okay.
My problem with the rink design is that you can't see half of it because there's fucking wall in the way.
Yes.
And whenever they're on that side, you're just like, I don't
know.
Why
don't they make the puck a different color? It's too hard to see.
Oh, black on white? How much?
Make it bigger.
No.
Make it reflect. Make it do something.
Make it illuminate. There.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like they put have. They you in. Know they have materials that could be flat black to your naked eye, but cameras would pick up a light or something. Hmm. I can't see the puck.
It moves real fast.
And that makes it even harder to see.
Nah.
It's 3 pixels on my television.
If you look at it, you can see it. My only
but
thing
then
is,
I can't see what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, puck goes there, puck goes there. Oh, shit, it's in the goal. I had that. Right. We were watching a game the other night. This dude fucking, like, a split second, just barely nudged the puck's position from flying from this other dude's shot. Just flying, just barely, just dink, and then it goes in the fucking goal. I was like, what happened?
Yeah, but you couldn't see it.
I saw it. They replay it, and I saw it. It was fucking miraculous.
But then you might as well watch it on YouTube.
Like, that's crazy.
If you're seeing it after the fact.
No, I saw it live. I just saw the replay right after to see the details of what happened.
And your brain isn't smart enough for the sport. I agree. But it's the sport's job to dumb it down for Americans.
I mean, I agree. My biggest complaint is that you can't see,
you can't
the
see
side
it.
Of the goal. The entire right side.
If a player hits the goalie, he'll probably get a penalty. Then that's considered a power play because it'll be 4v5, making it easier to control the puke and score. Colby, Britt said they won't understand any of that. And I'm sorry that you got roped in. You might understand that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He gets a penalty. He sits out. It's 4v5.
Yeah, they go in the little box and they get mad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember the box. They put him in the rage box.
I don't know why she's mad. I'm trying to defend her here, yet I'm getting
in trouble.
With you.
I think she's more mad at you than she is at me.
Why?
Because I'm already an idiot and she knows it. Also, she doesn't like me to begin with, so she can't get more mad. But you, she loves you. Mm. There's no end there.
That's debatable.
Yeah. Fox tracks puck. Okay, hold on. This is the stupidest show we've ever done, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Fox tracks puck. It's referred to as the glowing puck. It's an augmented reality system used by Fox Sports and the National Hockey League from 1996 to 1998. The system was intended to help television viewers visually follow a hockey puck, especially near the bottom of the rink where the traditional center ice camera was able to see it due to the sideboards obstructing the puck's location. The system used a modified hockey puck containing shock sensors and infrared emitters, which are then read by sensors the computer system to generate on-screen graphics such as a blue glow around the puck.
Why the fuck did they get rid of that?
That's a great question.
Go back. Let's see. There's clips of it on YouTube.
The FoxTrax has received mixed reviews. Viewers new or unfamiliar with the sport of hockey enjoyed the feature since they could follow the game more easily. A Fox Sports survey found that 7 out of 10 respondents liked the new puck. Despite the puck having passed rigorous tests by the NHL to qualify as an official puck, matching the non-enhanced puck in every material way, some players who tested the puck claimed it had more rebound. The system was notably criticized by sports supremacists. Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. It says hockey fans who felt that the graphics were distracting and meant to make the broadcast cater more towards casual viewers. This is literally sports supremacism.
Because true fans can see it. That's what Britt just said.
This is literally sports supremacism.
You can't see it. You understand where it is more than a novice, but you can't fucking see it when it's behind a wall.
Why would people want a barrier to entry to make more people love their sport?
Because they don't want other people to love it. They want to love it themselves. And fuck other people.
But then it's going to die! Yeah. Like, baseball is going to die! There are a million... Brits like, baseball isn't going anywhere. Google baseball ratings. You'll just get a big picture of them doing this. Bam! Down into the core of the earth and actually go farther through space to Venus. That's how far down the baseball ratings are going because no one younger than 50 except for Brett likes baseball. And people who also have half a brain missing and their name is Bash. Those are the only people who like baseball. It sucks. It's boring. This is the normal American opinion. These are facts!
You're going to get stabbed.
Later. These are facts!
Regardless, you're going to get stabbed. I'm going to get stabbed for being friends with you.
I wish someone would go into Congress and yell about climate change the way I yell about baseball.
They would be great.
I mean, those are just facts. You know? I'm not saying it doesn't have fans. I'm not saying that it will disappear forever, but it will become more obscure. It won't be in the same conversation as football.
That's different than dying.
It's dying. In 1923, baseball was the titties, okay? Is it now? If you're lucky, it's the love handle. It's still on the upper body, but it's pretty far down now.
Oh, shit. I was not ready for that connection, but I liked it. That was good. I want to see this fucking glowing puck.
You want to see a video of it?
Yeah, go back. There was a YouTube clip.
Do we really need Jens 95 to put an intro in front of a YouTube video about hockey?
Just pass, kicked across to Bukaboom, set it up for Messier. Mark Messier across, score!
You know, I will say this probably was more necessary then than it even is now, because we're in HD now.
Yeah.
Jammed along by Popovic.
I don't see it.
No, I don't even.
I don't even see it. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's way better.
Ryan Leach over to Messier.
It actually doesn't glow enough.
For Leach, but chipped away. Messier with the key. Angles to drive.
Oh, and see, you could see it on the underside of the board.
God, that's so much better.
That's way better.
How do they not even just keep keep the fucking normal puck and use a goddamn missile tracking system like golf does?
That's the thing. That's the thing to me is that this is 1998.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 21 years ago. Okay? That technology is old enough to drink now. You know that there is better stuff out there.
Yeah, dude.
They literally can play TV shows underneath players' feet during football games. Like, there's probably a Honda driving across the Super Bowl field while they're playing. They have that technology. They can make technology using a regular puck that has a Chiquita banana sticker on it or something that makes it glow. They could do it. They could. But all those sports supremacists out there, no, don't mess with my hockey. Bowling
is
a sport.
It's so easy to see the puck, not when it goes behind a fucking wall.
It's easy for them to see. It's not easy for other people to see. That's like Acid saying calculus is easy. Because it is to her. But it's not easy!
Yeah. I mean, I can get it now. It would literally not change anything. It wouldn't change.
Like, I could argue, we could probably do some research, which we won't because it's the Seth and Colby show. But we probably could do some research, and I bet there is a correlation between them adding graphics on field, line of scrimmages, first down markers, all that stuff to NFL that made the sport more popular. Mm-hmm. I bet as they add those features, it becomes a more popular sport because it's easier for the layman to follow.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Guaranteed, yeah.
That is a fact.
I don't care. They have their core, which doesn't make sense to
me. So they have all their Brits out there, but then they have all their idiot Seths out there, too, that can go, oh, that's 10 yards because I can see the two lines.
Right. That's a good point.
If hockey did, I don't know why you won't want your sport to grow.
I don't either.
Right, see, Min says, I'm still amazed when the white line on the floor only appears in the grass and doesn't run through the players. Yeah. Yeah. I remember when XFL had suspended wire camera on the field and the NFL later adopted it. That's what these sports need to do. They need to adopt. Britt says, keep the morons away from my sport. Britt, you just watched a game with one of the biggest morons of all time. This is like a white supremacist dating a black guy. This is what it's like. But for sports, this is what she's doing. You know what's really hard for me? Keep my blood pressure down. That's just hard for me.
Yeah, no, all right? Probably. You want to, like, switch topics here, man? You got a lot of stuff up there that I don't think we've talked about yet.
I feel totally unfulfilled about this.
You're not going to feel fulfilled. If what's your goal here? Trying to convince Britt that things would be better if they changed some stuff?
No, you know what it is, honestly?
That's not going to happen.
I just want people. It's hard for me, honestly, because I do see both sides of this. Like, I was about to say I want people to recognize esports as a sport.
Ah, uh-huh.
But I don't, because there are some esports that, actually, the reason I don't consider them to be viable is because of the exact reason I'm ranting about for hockey. You watch a Counter-Strike tournament or a League of Legends tournament, I don't know what's happening. If I can't figure out what's going on, that's not an approachable sport.
Mm-hmm.
Overwatch League has team uniforms. They have rules. They have overlays. They have camera angles. They do everything regular sports do. The guy who owns the Patriots owns the Boston team. The guy who owns the LA Rams owns the LA team. They're real sports owners. They're all getting their own arenas next year. They're doing road games, home games. They both have uniforms that are home and away. They have rules. They have regulations. They have playoffs. They have finals. It's a sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to... And it's on ABC!
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's a sport.
Yeah.
And, like, I get that people... To me, it's okay to be like,
it's
I don't...
competition.
I don't like watching Overwatch.
Uh-huh.
I don't like watching hockey. That's fine. But to say it's not a sport, it's just kind of dumb. Because it's clearly a sport. It makes some. It makes one old white guy really rich. Okay? They have arenas. They have teams. They have playoffs. They have finals. Sport.
Okay. Well, we were at a bar a couple weeks ago. I forget what the fucking name of this new sport is.
Okay.
It's got, like, a mini trampoline.
Okay.
About this big, and it's, like, domed in the middle.
Okay.
Okay. There's four dudes, two on one team, two on the other. They stand around it, and they have this little tiny ball that they smack into the trampoline, and it bounces, and then the other team has to volley it back into it.
So it's kind of like volleyball with bowls?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's
a sport now. I don't think that should be a sport.
Yeah,
now.
See, Ballin says actors are just about acting in Game of Thrones. Is it a sport? No, because there's no competition. Sport requires exertion and competition. And people watching it. I don't know if people would watch that.
Dude, it was on ESPN.
The Ocho or like actual ESPN? Like, which ESPN was it on?
I can't remember, but it was probably not ESPN.
Because Overwatch League is on ESPN. Today it was on ABC. Which is still, it's just weird
to me. I don't know.
Me.
I think it's hard. It's like hockey, like you were saying. It's hard for people to get into if they don't know what's
right.
going
and
on.
And Overwatch, I think, is very difficult to understand. Which yeah. is part of why they've done such a great job. Or, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say job, because honestly, I don't think they're there yet. They've tried so hard to make it easy to watch by doing the team uniforms and the color coding and the different camera angles and all the overlays that show what's happening. But still, most of the time, if you know nothing about Overwatch, you can't just turn it on. I don't think it's possible because there's so many characters you can play. There's so many map types. The rules. I don't think your average Overwatch player could understand how you win. In some different map types. Like, there's a lot of points. There's a lot of points. And then the way the playoffs work is even more confusing because they have four stages in a season, and each stage has playoffs and then a finals, and then there's also a grand finals for the people who did the best during the stages. It's kind of confusing. It is.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. But... they're trying. The last time they tried in hockey was 1998. It's also the only second season of Overwatch League.
Yeah. I think they still have some work to do.
But yeah, but it's also the second season.
Like, if they were on treadmills the entire time while they played,
oh my God.
I'd consider it a sport.
They should add that during the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And, like, if you stop running, you're out, and then that character just gets deleted yeah. from the game, and, like, you know, that'd be great. They
cool.
They should do that during the All-Star game, man.
Yeah, I just don't think... I don't think it's simple enough for people to understand, because there's so many different strategies that you could take to get to the goal.
Right.
You know, there's only one fucking strategy you can take.
Well, it's also hard because it's a video game. And it changes. Like, and it doesn't change. Like, the reason they have stages is because they push out patches for the game. And, like, for the actual home user. Yeah, that's what's good. For the home user, we get a patch every couple weeks.
Shit.
But if you did that in the sport, it would disrupt it. So every stage, they just say, okay, all the patches that came out in the last 3 months are now in the game. Like, mm-hmm. new characters that get added or new maps that get added for the home user who play the game from Walmart.
Man, that's...
And that's also confusing. Like, could you imagine if the NFL is like, this time there's two balls now.
Right.
Adjust. Like, that's very difficult. So, yeah. And I don't know if esports will ever be understandable enough that the lay, like, my mother could watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it is...
I think it depends on the game.
I think as we get older, you know, when I'm 50, will I still be watching Overwatch League? I mean, I'll probably understand if it's still on, so yeah. But I'll also still be watching football, you know?
Well, I mean, they've had esports since Madden's been out.
Right, but the difference is that it's hard to watch. That's the thing. It's hard to watch.
You mean, like, location of getting it?
Well, that... I mean, Twitch changed that, but it's also hard to follow. Who's doing what? Like, Madden works because it's football.
Right.
But League of Legends?
Oh, yeah.
No idea. No idea.
I just can't stand those games.
Oh, I can't either.
World of Warcraft.
Right.
Those two where you just press spell 5,000 times in a row.
I agree with you, man.
I can't get that one.
I agree with you. But they also have, like, Gwent. Like, I love Gwent. They have tournaments for that. Do them on Twitch. If you don't know how Gwent works, how are you supposed to watch that? You can't. You can't. And Overwatch, I think, is in that sweet spot of it's just understandable enough that the layperson could at least see something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they could at least tell the team's different. You know, League of Legends, it just looks like a cluster of people and there's blue things exploding. That's all it looks like to me. I don't know. But anyway,
I'm not sure, man. It's super weird. It's super weird.
So, I think the sore spot is you lump Smurf from Shock with Curry and call them both athletes. I mean, yeah, but you can do that with anything. They're two different athletes to me. That's like saying that Mike Tyson is an athlete on scale with Steph Curry. Like, are they both athletes? Yeah. But Steph Curry can't box, and Mike Tyson can't shoot threes.
No.
But they're both athletes, but they're not apples to apples. You know, Dale Earnhardt Jr., apparently an athlete. I don't put him in the same league as Michael Jordan, but he is the Michael Jordan of NASCAR. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're on a Wheaties box, are you an athlete? I don't know. I don't know how that works. But anyway, what are your expectations for tonight's Game of Thrones, man? You got any predictions? Like I said, I know what happened, so I can't make predictions, but... Let's hear what you're going to say. Let's see what you're going to do. What do you think's going to happen? We got an hour.
So
it's an hour and a half, right?
I think that Cersei's going to die tonight or next week.
You assume she's going to die, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's going to die eventually.
We only got two episodes left. 3 hours of Game of Thrones. That's it.
I'm ready. Just end it. I'm so done with it. Done? My life was better when it was not on last
year.
Yeah.
Endgame should have waited till the end of May. Because then we could have went through this horrible Game of Thrones season
and then seen
Endgame, and the world would have been okay.
It would have been.
We'll never see Endgame again for the first time.
No.
But we will see this for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, Grey Worm dies, I riot. There's no way Grey Worm makes it out. There's no way.
Yeah, no, he dead.
There's no way Grey Worm makes it out.
He's going to try to take on the mountain. He's going to lose.
Of course.
He's going to get his fucking head crushed.
Ballin says, I think Dany is going to die. I think she's going mad. I have this comment. I actually have this comment right here. Is it here? Yes. This comment right here. This is from Reddit, okay? Vox, which is your favorite website.
Oh, yes.
They wrote an article, said Game of Thrones is spending its last hours ruining Daenerys Targaryen. And this first comment on the Reddit article, I think, is very smart. So I understand this was part of her character from the second season on, but the show has done a lousy job of setting up Dany's bloodlust as a negative. When Dany listens to counsel or takes diplomatic approaches, it always backfires in some way. When she follows her own advice and uses fire and blood to get what she wants, it works out. In Yunkai, she stops her harsh treatment of the Masters and reopens the fighting pits because she's counseled to do so as part of a diplomatic measure for peace. It ends with the slaughter and the attempted assassination of Dany herself. Then she comes back, burns all her enemies to ash, and the story paints that as the best option. In season 3, she is counseled to stop trying to get Unsullied and not to trade her dragon for them. She then burns all the masters of that city and moves on to conquer others with fire and blood, which is all framed as a positive outcome. In season 6 and 7, she is counseled against open confrontation with King's Landing and Cersei. She is told to do this and that to pursue a more diplomatic rule of Westeros. The result? She loses her massive military advantages, her allies, and one of her dragons. Now in season 8, the writing is suddenly framing Dany's inability to listen to counsel as a detriment, when the show has established for 6 seasons that when Dany listens to other people, she loses. But when she approaches issues with her fire and blood attitude, things work out for her. It's especially frustrating in situations where the counsel she's getting isn't even strategic, but is just as common sense, like not marching your army in 2 days after you've lost half your forces, and the day after the living spent all night drinking themselves into unconsciousness. What you think, man?
So... whose fault is this? The writers?
Yeah, it's Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, man. Yeah.
So it's just that her gripe. So what was Vox's article?
Oh, I didn't even read it. You've told me not to read Vox.
Yeah, I mean they're.
You want me to click on it? I don't want to give Vox a click, but.
Fucking. What's the really bad?
Game of Thrones is spending the last hours ruining Daenerys Targaryen. For 7 seasons, the show has told us how great Dany is, and its final episode is turning her into a villain. So you think this is probably going to take some feminist angle, right?
Oh, huh? Definitely.
Okay. All right. The implication that Daenerys Targaryen is going mad is the greatest fraud Game of Thrones has ever perpetrated. Again in this Sunday's 5th episode of the show's final season, with the imminent incineration of King's Landing by Dragonfire of Missandei's execution, I expect it to come to a full realization. What makes the Mad Queen theory such BS is that it's essentially a bait and switch. For 7.5 seasons of the show, Game of Thrones has hammered home that Daenerys Targaryen is a ruler capable of compromise, a queen who listens to her advisors, a monarch who wants to destroy slavery and institute equality, and a hero who people believe in, hence the mainstream popularity of the title Mother of Dragons. While she has certainly let her anger get the better of her at times, like Randall and Dick and Tarly, Daenerys has consistently been portrayed as someone who to believe in and genuinely a good person. Now, in the last few hours of Game of Thrones' existence, the show seems determined to die flailing on the hill that Daenerys is actually a maniac. Perhaps that's the problem. Her life is conceived. Her life has convinced her that she's here to save us all, Varen told Tyrion in the last episode, episode 4. Explaining that when Jon Snow's claim to the Iron Throne, now in the picture, Daenerys is suddenly the wrong choice to be queen. Varys went to paint a bleak picture of what rule under Daenerys might look like for the Seven Kingdoms, despite Tyrion's insistence that they should believe in her. I will never betray the realm, Varys says. What is the realm, Taryn demands? A vast continent home to millions of people, most of whom don't care who sits on the Iron Throne. Millions of people, many of whom will die if the wrong person sits on the throne. We don't know their names, but they're just as real as you and I. They deserve to live. They deserve food for their children. I will act in their interest no matter the personal cost, Varys replies. Varys is considered one of Game of Thrones' smartest characters. His word is wise, so when he warns of a great Daenerys Targaryen apocalypse, we're supposed to take him seriously. And while The Last of the Starks did contain comical flashes of Daenerys scowling at Jon Snow's popularity, they weren't enough to undo the past seasons of Game of Thrones, portraying her as anything but a doombringer. The show's now making her out to be. In the last 2 seasons, Daenerys has put her trust in Tyrion, and all she has to show for it are a series of detrimental losses. At the height of her power, she had powerful allies like Olenna Tyrell, the Sand Snakes, Yara Greyjoy, a cavalry of Dothraki screamers, and the Unsullied Army and 3 Dragons. Nearly all of those allies and forces are gone, thanks to Tyrion's advice, with Daenerys heated on multiple occasions. His plan to attack Casterly Rock, the ancestral fort of the Lannister family, was a monumental blunder. It left Daenerys' allies valuable, giving Cersei Lannister an opening to sack Olenna Tyrell's Highgarden and ambush Yara Greyjoy's fleet and the Sand Snakes by sending Euron Greyjoy after them. But after the Casterly Rock plan backfired, Daenerys ultimately opted not to attack King's Landing Red Keep, again taking Tyrion's advice. When Tyrion told her about his plan gone wrong and how, in one fell swoop, it cost her all her allies, she naturally wanted to go after the Red Keep, ostensibly to keep Cersei and Euron, to kill Cersei and Euron. I have 3 large dragons. I'm going to fly to them and fly them to the Red Keep, she told Tyrion. My enemies are in the Red Keep. What kind of queen am I if I'm not willing to risk my life to fight them? Tyrion said the move wasn't smart and that the blockade of King's Landing was what she needed to be focusing on instead of attacking her enemies. Not attacking the Red Keep allowed Cersei and Qyburn to improve their dragon-killing scorpions, which eventually mounted on Euron's ships and used to shoot Rhaegal out of the sky. Euron also captured Dany's friend and advisor Missandei, who was beheaded by the Mountain on Cersei's orders. This isn't exactly the outcome Daenerys was planning on, when despite the fact that Cersei had attacked and killed her ally, she still signed on to defend the North against the Army of the Dead, losing a dragon in an attempt to prove that Cersei's forces were also needed. Or when she trusted Tyrion's insistence that his sister was true to her word and would assist in the fight, which saw Daenerys lose her confidant and friend Ser Jorah Mormont, and countless other Dothraki and Unsullied who defended the people of the North on her behalf out of the loyalty for their queen. So, by listening to Tyrion, Daenerys has lost 2 of her closest friends and advisors, all of her allies, at least 1 of her dragons. Viserion was killed during Jon Snow's rescue, though one could argue he was a casualty of trying to convince Cersei to help fight the dead. With that track record, why should anyone still be listening to Tyrion? There was even a crucial moment in Season 7 in which Orlena Tyrell, who ultimately died because of Tyrion's plan that left Highgarden vulnerable, told Daenerys that she needed to listen to herself instead of Tyrion Lannister. "He's a clever man, your hand. I've known a great many clever men. I've outlived them all," Olenna said. "You know why? Because I ignored them. The lords in Westeros are sheep. Are you a sheep? No, you're a dragon. Be a dragon." If Daenerys hadn't attacked the Lannister army and returned from Highgarden, a decision that happened off-screen, so we don't know who made it, though Tyrion has always seemed reluctant to have Daenerys use her dragons, she'd be even more outnumbered now. Cersei's forces, coupled with her hired golden company and new weapons, would be unbeatable. Taken together, all of these events make it seem pretty understandable for Daenerys to be skeptical. Taking others' advice or skepticism is not only well-founded, but painfully earned. To suggest that it's a function of madness is silly.
So, okay, not the worst article, because, I mean, they're basically just saying that the writers are writing it to write it.
Yeah, what they're saying is that as a viewer, you view Daenerys' downfall as sympathetic. Mm-hmm. She's tried her best for five or six seasons now to do things the right way.
Right.
And the right
way,
only
gone bad.
The only thing the right way has got her is everyone dead. Two of her three dragons, Jorah, Missandei, the guy in the armor who used to be the Kingsguard, he's dead. Like, her entire advisory staff is dead.
Yep.
Her dragons, two of her three dragons, are dead. And now, the entire series, assumedly, based on your assumption, because again, I know what happened, so I'll make sure it's clear, that your assumption is she'll go mad, and that'll be the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be like, this makes sense, she's the mad queen, she's, like, that's what the writers want us to think. But in reality, we all feel bad for Daenerys, so if she snaps, that's what we'd do. If someone cuts in line at the grocery store, I want to burn it down. Like, this lady has
also
lost everything.
Yeah, everyone that we knew from her side of the realm,
yes,
is dead.
Yes. Yes. And not only that, but her claim to the throne, the thing that's been driving her, also doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
She's literally lost everything. Her motivation, her friends, her family, and her children. And then we're supposed to be like, I can't believe she's just burning King's Landing like that.
I would have burned it season 7.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what this article is saying. And it's sloppy writing.
Yeah.
And now we know
they're like, what could possibly throw everyone's expectations out the window? We make Dany bad.
And,
all right, let's do it.
And this all comes on the heels of us reading an article that explicitly states that HBO would have allowed them more time and money, as much as they wanted, from their own quote. Let me just pull it back up here. From Benioff's own mouth, will give you the Weiss says, we'll give you the resources to make it what it needs to be. And Benioff said HBO would have been happy for the show to keep going, to have more episodes in the final season. But we always believed it was 73 hours and it'll be roughly that. As much as they wanted more, they understood that this is where the story ends. April, thanks for hanging out today. Appreciate you.
Shit, man. You know what? We settled on is really good and has no relative.
They think this is good
enough.
I
think 73 is a good number, don't you think? 73? That's a good round number everyone
knows. It's so arbitrary.
Yeah, no, they didn't fucking know.
Yeah, it's so arbitrary.
They wrote what they could.
Yes.
And then tried to fit that into 6 episodes.
Because honestly,
that's hard.
I don't know. Let's play devil's advocate, which is actually, I think, angel's advocate now. But hindsight being 20/20,
yeah.
I think anyone who's anyone would take the completed series and say, okay, we have, so as ToxPod says, 72.965 hours of content here.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much we have to work with. We can shoot more scenes, but that's all we have to work with. Like, that time limit.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyone would take a knife and cut things out and add more to these final seasons.
Yeah.
You would spend way less time in the middle and way more time on the end and beginning, I think.
Oh, yeah, if you knew that
if
you had
knew.
This amount. Oh,
and,
for
and,
sure.
But here's the thing.
Rob should not have been as big a deal as
right.
he was.
But here's the thing. If they knew this,
Stannis.
As they claim from the beginning
yeah.
that it was going to be 73 hours.
You didn't know shit.
Then they would have done that. If they were competent writers.
Yeah.
Because I think anyone's common sense would tell you two things. One, we don't need all the stuff in the middle if you know how it's going to begin and end. And two, you need to be able to see the puck in hockey. I think anyone with common sense would tell you those two things. And clearly, D&D, they don't think that.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. I think they're the biggest egotistical sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, and remember, you know, my dad works for a Nintendo guy in the comments. He said his friend worked in the FX department in season 3. He says their contracts were ironclad.
Mm-hmm.
No one else could work on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And this is their legacy. They don't want someone else, even if they're not interested anymore. They didn't want someone else to come in and finish up the series.
Right.
This is it.
Which does not make any sense to me, because then you are literally killing your own stock.
Right, if it sucks
of your writer.
Right, then why would you want that to be your legacy?
Nobody's going
to
hire you if it's bad.
Well, they already have the next job lined up. We learned that from Ari Gold. You don't wait till your next project's out to book your next one. You get your next project before it comes out. We learned that from Ari, man.
Yep.
So that's what's happening. But, and I don't blame them for that, but I do blame them. I just don't understand how they could be such dunderheads that they go, clearly everyone hates this. The cast hates it. The audience hates it. We know it's probably not good because, oh, Danny just kind of forgot about the Iron Fleet. You know, like, they clearly know. And instead of being like, we'll let someone else finish this, and then our legacy will be we wrote and got this going. Our legacy is Game of Thrones would not have happened without us.
Yeah.
Their legacy is now they ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
They made the biggest build up to something that they did not pay off.
Right.
They gave us way too much content that had no payoff at all.
Like, I feel like what they're doing is they're just sitting in their writer's room, Woody Harrelson drying their tears with $100 bills because they don't care. Like, what do they care about, you know? I don't know, man. You think the Red Wedding was just trying to clean up? It could be. But, I mean, that happens in the books, though. The Red Wedding, right?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay.
Rob dies, his mom dies, but then Dondarrion or whatever, the guy with the eye patch, brings her back to life. And
with Catelyn Stark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's still alive in the books. She's, like, technically a zombie or something.
So
she's like Beric.
So are the books... Okay. So that guy also said that that's why George R.R. Martin stopped promoting the show after season 5.
Probably because, yeah, they did a lot of shit that was not...
I was under the impression until this moment that up until the books ended, you know, where they had no more material, mm-hmm. they were very on point with the books, but that's not true.
Season 1 is really on point.
Okay.
But I think everything else from that changes.
Like, I knew that they condensed
ways.
It.
Yeah. Like, Jon Snow isn't Aegon Targaryen. That's a completely separate person in the books. We don't know who Jon Snow is in the books. He's still just Ned's bastard. Ned still fucked somebody when he went off to war.
That's a pretty big difference.
That's a pretty big difference, yeah. Rob's wife was not there at the Red Wedding. Pretty sure she's still alive. With his kid.
That's a pretty big difference.
Pretty big difference. Yeah.
Wow.
Euron is apparently supposed to be, like, one of the most feared guys in the books. And he's just this blumbering dickhead who's kind of funny.
Do you think that's why George R. R. Martin... is so pimping these new spinoffs because he's
new,
like,
writers or something.
Well, not only that, more but control. it's like his legacy right now to us little brains, mm-hmm. can't understand hockey, only watch TV shows.
Yep.
We go, this is what George R. R. Martin wrote.
Right.
And he's sitting back going, no, it's not.
Yeah.
So he's got these other things over here. That he's like, please look at these, because right now this is more of an accurate representation of the quality of my world and material than, you know, Dingle.
The show is not the books at all.
That's crazy. Dude. That's crazy.
And, I mean, it's been known that the Martin man likes to kind of feel out things before he makes them permanent in the book.
Like, okay.
He tries ideas and sees the reaction of it. So my biggest guess is the reason why he's waiting to release the books is because he's looking at how this...
Well, he should be writing furiously right now because knows the reaction.
Yeah.
He knows the reaction. I have a friend who is savagely into the books, and after the first season, he's taking it like Lord of the Rings and watching the series as a TV series. So he's just completely separate. It's not an adaptation anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a spinoff almost. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. You know who really wins from this are people like Amazon and Netflix who are doing their new Game of Thrones. Like, if Lord of the Rings TV series comes out and it's great, Game of Thrones is forgotten.
Yeah.
If Netflix comes out, Witcher's great, Game of Thrones is forgotten. Mm-hmm. Honestly. I mean, that's... Because they're destroying the legacy.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like if Breaking Bad came out, but the entire last season is trash.
Right. No,
people would not
be
talking about Breaking Bad.
I was talking to a dude, and he was like, should I watch this? And I was like, I'll let you know.
Right.
Because you shouldn't watch it if it's going to end this way.
Right.
Absolutely not. Yeah. It's really bad, man. They fucked up. And
it's crazy.
I just hope.
It's crazy to me, dude.
I just hope the world shows them they fucked up.
Well, I think last week's episode is the lowest rated episode on IMDb. Mm-hmm. But that's always, like, Captain Marvel's the lowest rated Marvel movie by users, too. So it's always kind of like, you got to give it a couple years.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm on the subreddit for all the spoiler people. We've known what's happened for 3 weeks now. 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I think, now. And we've all hated it. Every single time it comes out. And by we, I mean the Reddit. Like, it's collectively hated.
Okay.
The battle, the episode after the battle, so not last week's, but the one.
I want someone.
Was last week's the one after the battle?
Yeah.
Okay. Feels like it's been longer than that. Jeez. The Game of Thrones subreddit does no longer likes it. Like, they're doing it through memes. So, like, they're showing Varys. That's like Game of Thrones, and it's like Varys being like slightly disturbed, and then it's like the Free Folk subreddit, and it's like Varys being really disturbed, and then it's the A Song of Ice and Fire subreddit, and Varys is throwing up because they're really mad. And now I know why. It's because it's nothing like the books. Mm-hmm. They're really mad. But like when the positive, it'd be like if the Marvel Studios subreddit hated a movie that came out. Like, just all of a sudden, it's a total sea change because that's your fan base. If your non-meme-y, non-snarky fan base is like, wait a second, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem.
Yeah. Yep.
Because me and you, we're negative by nature.
Yeah.
But like when I start seeing like people in my chat, like Kay, who was super positive 2 weeks ago, they're like, well, I'm kind of disappointed now. It's two episodes left.
Yeah, man.
This is not the time to get disappointed.
Mm-mm.
Two episodes, they're not going to make up for it.
Right.
Like, if you are disappointed tonight, like, Britt, is she still happy with it? Last I heard, she was more positive, right? Like, if Britt watches tonight's episode and she goes, this is not what I expected, that's it. They're not going to make it up to you next week. Because next week, it's over. There's no more time for them to be like, don't worry, we're going to fix this.
Right.
Like, we killed Ned Stark, and you're like, how can this show be good? He was my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
They can fix that.
Yeah.
You can't fix whatever happens tonight.
No.
And you definitely can't fix whatever happens a week from tonight. It's over. No. That's the end of the show. That's how it
saying,
is.
I've been saying, like, there's so much hate going on right now for it.
Right.
And like, I get it for The Last Jedi, because it's set, it's done.
Right.
Right? There's still two more to go, so I'm holding off my final condemnation.
But there's one more Star Wars.
That's true, but
tonight. But the one more Star Wars, you're watching the first half of that one more Star Wars tonight. Like, you get 3 hours of Game of Thrones. That's it.
That's true.
That's it. And tonight is
I'm
probably
just saying, there's got to be something.
Tonight's the episode.
Pull. I just want D and Dick Doug to be like just sitting and stewing and just waiting just for these next two to come out, and then they're gonna blow people's fucking minds. They're gonna be like,
yeah.
Suck our dicks.
Might happen, okay. Dude. There's always Endgame. You're right. You're right, Tox. It's always Endgame.
But I say that as a man not knowing spoilers. You know spoilers.
I do.
You don't like it. So I don't know why.
But
I'm
to be fair, I also haven't liked it for several seasons.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just can't believe. Like, but I said my theory at the very beginning of this, before I knew the spoilers, because they didn't release spoilers. Well, they did, but all those spoilers no one believed.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually knew what happened 6 months ago.
Hmm.
But it was so stupid.
Yeah.
Now we're like, these aren't spoilers, and I just go with what I'm a sheep, so I just go with whatever the consensus is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that's not what happened. So my original theory was Dany sacrifices herself to prove that she is great, the mother of dragons, worthy of all of her titles.
Mm-hmm.
She dies defending the people. Jon takes the Iron Throne because he's always been reluctant to take the Iron Throne. And I'm not saying that neither of them end up on the Iron Throne, but I will say that that doesn't happen. Like, that's not, like, Dany sacrificing herself and being a sympathetic character, I think anyone who watched last week's episode knows that's not going to be the case. And who sits on the Iron Throne at the end? Who you think it's going to be, man?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
Nah.
Who do you want it to be? What's your best outcome here? How can Dingleberry and Dingledorf, how can they fix it? Like, what do they do on the screen that you go, that's okay? Jamie's complete flip. Daenerys' painting of her being evil, that's okay. All this stuff.
Honestly, if they did something with Bran and made him a fucking character that
okay.
has something to do.
Okay.
And he created it to be this way for a reason.
What if he fell out the thing? That's when the show started and he wakes up on the ground and it was all a dream in Bran's mind, dude. You know, that's a theory going around right now. That it's all a dream.
Bring it. Bring it that, on, man.
Or that Ned Stark wakes up and says, oh, it's the weirdest dream I've ever had to Caitlin.
No fucking way.
That people are saying that could be the
no
end.
No fucking way. Oh, Varys is gonna die. Dany's gonna burn that fucker.
Oh, no, man. Varys, what if Varys ends up on the throne, man? He serves the realm.
No.
Grey Worm definitely not gonna make it. Did we have our death polls over here? Did we mark Grey Worm as dying on both of them?
I don't know. They're definitely fucked up, though, because we marked a lot of them as whites.
We did.
None of them
yeah,
became whites.
Yeah, whites doesn't exist. Well,
Three. And one of them isn't on that list.
Okay, so this is yours. This is yours. So Jon Snow alive, Sansa Stark we both marked dead because that's wishful thinking. No, you marked her as alive? You did. You said Sansa's going to be alive. I think we're done with the Starks, to be honest. I think Sansa, Arya, Bran, I think they're stay alive because I think they're done.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you're not of King's Landing right now, that's it. Your character arc
okay,
is pretty much over.
Let's see where we're alive still. Okay, I marked Jon Snow as dead.
He could die.
I marked Arya as dead.
She could
I
die.
I marked Bran as dead. Cersei and Jaime are dead.
Fuck. I think I marked them both dead, too. I think that could still happen. Tyrion, I marked dead.
Alive.
Dany alive, yeah.
Tyrion's alive. Yara's dead. She'll be fine. Theon's dead. Got that one.
I had him being a White Walker.
Got that one. I did not.
Miss Alondra's on here?
Yes, I put alive. She.
Why
dead.
Would you do that? I thought it was a plot point that she died when the Long Night was over.
Yeah.
You should have put that. You should have known she would die.
No, I did this before.
Oh, Miss
Alondra anything.
is the woman who got beheaded.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the woman with the necklace. God,
Melisandre.
They're the same name!
Yeah. No, Melisandre's the red woman.
Okay, so Miss Andre is not on the list.
Right.
But she dead.
Yeah. I put Jorah as dead.
We got that one right, dude. He did not become a White Walker, though.
He did
though.
Not, though.
Well, you know what? This become a White Walker thing is really the proof that the show didn't meet our expectations.
Yeah.
Because no one became a White Walker.
No. Well, is his fucking name... His name's not on here.
No, because he's a nothing character.
Mm-hmm. Lyanna's not on here.
Everybody who died in the battle is a no-one character.
Yeah.
Unless you ask...
Oh, Beric's dead. We got that one. Beric Dondarrion.
I do have him dead, yeah.
And I had him become a
White Walker. I have Euron. Is Euron... No, that's the
Euron's
pirate.
Still alive.
I have him becoming a White Walker.
I don't have that.
Like, what an idiot I am.
Like, Theon I had dead.
I say we get rid of the White Walker altogether, but it doesn't subtract points, right?
No, I don't think.
I wrote Gendry is holding the throne at the end. You have Daenerys.
That might be right, man.
Who kills the Night King? I wrote Jon.
I did, too. That's not right.
They subverted our expectations, man.
Is Dany pregnant? I wrote yes.
That's not even a plot point
that's
anymore.
Not even a plot point.
They just forgot about it.
Yeah, they did.
You want to rip yours up too, man? No.
I'm just so disappointed.
So disappointed.
I'm going to take a poop on it later.
Use it as toilet paper.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Well, you want to get some topics?
Yeah, we got 7 minutes.
Let's watch the stupid It trailer.
All right.
I've been telling Blue we were going to watch it. She wants us to die. Let's watch the stupid It trailer.
Yes? Can I help you?
I used to live here.
Is that Jessica Chastain?
Yeah, man.
Won't you come in? It's the least I can do. Is it like you remember?
Cleaner.
Well, you feel free to look around while I get the water boiling.
Your hair is winter fire. January embers. My heart burns there.
Are we supposed to understand what's happening? I couldn't hear a thing she just said.
Old woman's creepy.
Pass! Pass!
There you go.
some music.
I do apologize. It gets so very hot here this time of year.
It's fine.
But you feel Jessica like Chastain kind of has a butt chin. Die.
Yeah.
But you know,
I can't unsee the butt cheeks on her chin, man.
No one who dies here ever really dies.
Why do they make old women so creepy?
Dude, because they are creepy. They're basically skeletons with skin on.
I mean, that's true.
But tell me, how is it being back in Derry?
It's good. Strange.
Strange?
Yeah, like you friggin' old... Oh, God!
I had some cookies in the oven before you came. Stay right there.
I shouldn't impose. I'm gonna...
No, I insist.
That's such a movie trope. Like, if someone's like, no, you stay, and I'm about to be murdered, I'm like, abandon!
My father came to this country with...
If I see that photo, I'm leaving!
His pocket.
What did he do, Mrs. Kirsch?
My father joined the circus.
Oh, God! She's naked now! Why is she naked? Why is she naked? This is not okay!
This is the weirdest trailer I've ever seen.
What about you?
Oh, my God.
Are you still his little girl, Beverly? Are you?
Is that Bill Hader?
Yeah.
It's me. The Losers Club has officially begun.
We can do this, but we have to stick together.
James, man.
I like him, dude.
Were any of these people in the original?
I don't know. Is that John Boyega?
Hello.
The clown's not nearly as scary as the old lady. Like, I don't care about the clown.
So, do you think that this is, like, pushed in? Like, do you think those kids are... Or those people are the kids from
that's what it the first that's one. What it made it sound like, yeah.
Interesting.
No. That's a big no for me, bro.
Dude, let's go watch it.
No! Come there's on. No chance. I'll go see that with you if you go see Hobbs and Shaw with me.
I'm down.
We got a cosplay, though.
Which ones?
Both. I'm going to cosplay as the old lady.
Okay, perfect. Just show up naked.
This is how it is in the film, Sonny. Enjoy the glory.
Holy shit. Well, that was fun.
You want to see something equally terrifying? This is, so you know there's new Snapchat filters. I wanted to do this on the show today because my phone's too slow to do it, but you know there's Snapchat filters that turn you into a woman?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to see what we looked like. But we would need your phone to do it because my phone's not fast enough.
I gotcha.
So, too late now. But also, apparently you could put faces on people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's been around for a while, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, someone has put Elon Musk's face onto babies, and it is nightmare fuel. Like, this is not okay. Like, it actually somehow gets continually worse the more you watch it. Like, it gets creepier and creepier. As you look at Elon Musk's face on a baby. I'm sorry to our audio listeners, but actually I'm not sorry. You should be grateful that you don't have to witness what we're looking at right here.
Yep, that's creepy.
Yeah, that's worse than the It trailer, dude, for sure. For sure, dude. Babies are crap, as it says.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, that's the end of the episode, so...
I'm surprised I made it today.
Yeah?
It was that sports argument that got us.
I have to do a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday Instagram post, so I need 4 clips from this show. I clicked twice. It's a problem.
Yeah.
So, but tonight, man, Game of Thrones...
Yay!
We'll talk all about it on Thursday. Maybe it'll be great, dude.
Maybe.
Maybe it'll be great. Maybe it'll be great. Maybe it'll be great.
Maybe.
But you know what? Bring over some Miller Lite.
Yeah.
That'll make it better.
All right.
Your hangover should be over by then, right?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for watching. We appreciate you all hanging out today with the Seth and Colby Show. We are live twice a week. at twitch.tv/SethandColby. What's on Thursday evenings and one on Saturday or Sunday evenings. All right. 3 p.m. Eastern. Well, it depends on where you are, I guess. 3 p.m. Eastern on Sundays, 6 p.m., 9 p.m. Central European, and then in Thursdays, it's late at night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European. I have not put up a poll yet for Colby Plays Games. I've been failing. I've totally forgot.
Yeah. Way to go, man.
I totally forgot. So I need to do that. But, you know, usually I would say go vote, but you can't right now.
It'll be up.
But tomorrow, you can go vote. It'll be fine. SethandColby.com is where you go to get everything. That's where all our links to social media are. It's where all our merchandise is. You want to get hoodies, shirts, mugs, whatever Seth and Colby related. Also, you want to listen to the audio version or catch up on VODs, all those links, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, they're all at SethandColby.com and the Twitch stuff.
Yeah,
appreciate you. Hanging out. We'll be back Thursday. Full review of Game of Thrones. Hopefully a Colby meltdown about how crappy it is. Or a love fest from Colby for the first time ever in the history of the show.
Yeah.
Could be, man.
Maybe.
But either way, guys, thank you all so much for hanging out.
Thanks, y'all.
I love you. Appreciate you. We will see you on Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.